Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How was your first presser with Catholic Charities?
Oh, this is great. You know, really, this is first. Yeah, it's enjoying being here. I like to thank people. And I'm so appreciative, as I said, for all the work that's done by Catholic Charities. And just enjoying the witness is so important when people actually speak from their experience, you know, and to see that actually what Catholic Charities does really is about people helping people. So that's the message that we like to convey, and you saw in Todd's story, you know, he's one of so many that have experienced that personal touch, you know, and you talked about Irina and Maria that actually have sort of like angels in a way, you know, that came into his life and that what a difference it made for his family as well too. And so it's a wonderful thing that we do this. Yeah.
If, you know, the diocese files for bankruptcy and the money's not going from Catholic Charities going toward any of the abuse, there's still a lot of people out there that don't understand that. How do you convince them that those needs are out there?
What we do, Chapter 11 is a means to an end. Every organization, in order to continue to do its mission, has to constantly be setting goals, retooling, organizing, reorganizing. And Chapter 11 is one way of doing it, but it's not the only way of doing it. And with or without Chapter 11, that still must be done. So the most important thing is to remember that the mission is not going to change. The way in which we do will change. So part of the mission, in fact, an essential part of the mission of the church is to help, is to go out, to spread the good news of the gospel. And that means particularly to those who are poorest and most vulnerable. So even in Chapter 11, none of that will stop. It has to stop. In other words, we always have to put those most in need first. So every ounce of money that is given to Catholic Charities will go to help the poorest of the poor and those most in need. And even, and if there were the prospect of doing Chapter 11, that too would also go to help those most in need. You know, in other words, the mission is not going to change. Now, I have to tell you, very practically speaking, even if, and we're considering all options, so, you know, that's not really where we're at this, but even if there were such a thing, that is something that elapses over a fairly long period of time, typically 2 or 3 years. Right now, I guess the best assurance I can give is that in the short run, I don't see how any of the funds that would be going in this year's campaign would be affected by that, whatever the long-range prospect may be. But the bottom line is that no matter what we do, we will continue to be church. We will continue to have that mission. And that mission is based upon really what Jesus himself said, that we actually have to help the poorest of the poor, those most in need. So that is going to be, that's... we're not going to change that.
Can you assure people that money given to Catholic Charities will go to Catholic Charities even if there is a bankruptcy?
Well, again, I think I answered that question.
Can you assure it?
Only God can assure that. I can't. I'm not God. I can't say that. But I can say that our mission does not change. And every asset, every resource the diocese has is focused on helping those most in need. We also have administrative costs, you know, in all of the agencies that we do to make sure that money is properly administered, of course. But that's part of making sure that that mission is done. So we will make sure that everything we do, every resource or asset we have is devoted towards that mission. That's what drives us. And we do the best we can under the circumstances we're in. You know, I'm trying to think of... what happens, you know, I always think of this in a family sort of way. You know, the family has a certain budget, and what happens if all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to feed the kids and the roof collapses and you have to maybe put some funds in to prepare the roof. You know, that's the cost, an administrative cost, if you will, you didn't anticipate. But again, that's one of the reasons Catholic Charities is here, so that that type of a circumstance in a family's life would not affect their ability to eat, would not affect their, you know, their the ability to have heat in their house. Catholic Charities, this fund, this campaign is directed towards helping people in their immediate needs, and that's where it will go.
This is the first appeal, of course, since the change in leadership in the diocese. How much do you feel that can restore confidence to donors who maybe this time last year decided, maybe, well, I'm going to hold my donations? Do you feel that you can win?
You know what? I don't see people, I can't generalize as to what makes a person say, I think I'll put my money here rather than there. I do this much I know. This is my confidence. I know that those who are motivated to give to Catholic Charities or Fund for the Faith are doing it because they believe in the good that is being done through this particular appeal. If for whatever reason they lose confidence in that and find some other way of helping the poor, and that's their decision, you know. I can say with confidence that this is probably the best way in which you can be sure that your resources, your charitable, your sharing will actually reach the goal that you wish it to reach. And I hope that people will have confidence in that, because you see, you know, the witness that is born here. And if there's anything that I would see that would change that situation, I would tell you. You know, I have confidence in that myself, that this will go as long as I'm here. You know, so that's all I can give is my personal support and my thanksgiving, and this is what our mission is, this is what our goal is, and we'll do everything possible to make sure that it continues to do that. Yeah.
After missing the goal last year, I know that this is your first time here in Buffalo for the appeal. What do you hope to bring differently to hopefully meet the goal this year?
Well, you have my enthusiasm, you have my prayer, you have my support personally, so that's what I can do. And you have my confidence in all of those that are helping me in order to do this mission, too. And you see all the people that are here. They have in no way lost their sense of mission and their desire to help. And I think most people, you know, I hope, or hearing this, will also be motivated to want to help as well, too. You know, and, you know, the healing, you know, mentioned, you know, the survivors of sexual abuse, you know. And personally, I'm meeting with, you know, as I said, anybody that wants to come forward, please, you know, I'll speak with anybody. I'll try to find some assistance. I'll try to get, you know, to reach out. You know, it is a terrible scourge in our society, you know, and, you know, I know that there are statistics out there, and I can find them for you, or you could find them, that 50% of all of those in our community have been affected by some form of abuse in some way. You know, typically happens in families as well, too. And, you know, it's something we all have to be aware of. But that's why, look, at the mission of the church is to be a healer. And even if we have to confess being part of those that have wounded, we have to reform. We have to open our doors. We cannot stop being who we are. And I'm committed to that.
You obviously haven't been here too long, but have you noticed any change in the Buffalo Diocese since when you got here to today?
Well, I don't know. I think there was a lot of what's going to happen now, you know, when Bishop Malone stepped down. And when I first walked into the office, I said, these poor people, they don't know who they're getting, you know. So, you know, they don't know me. They don't know what I'm here. Am I the fixer or something like that, you know? Am I going to fire people or, you know? So what I've tried to do is I can only judge from what I'm seeing. You know, and certainly the office, you know, I do see some smiles around. They're very wonderful people. They're very gracious. And every place that I've been to, I've been greeted very, very warmly, you know. And I have to say, you know, my dialogue with the media as well, too, you know, our conversation, I really welcome that. I'm very happy about this, that you're here. And, you know, this is what I'm experiencing here, what I'm experiencing at the office and wherever I go. And, you know, as I said, been told it's the city of good neighbors, and I see there's hurt, but there's anger, but I see more hurt than anger. You know, more the need for that healing, And the way in which it's done is by relationships, by conversation, by listening, by showing respect to every person, and by inviting everybody not to be afraid, you know, to be who you are, and let's share our stories, you know. And I think it's a wonderful thing, that narrative. You know, I've been interviewed by a number of different, you know, as you know, and that's what I basically do. You know, I share my experience, I listen to others, you know, what's yours. Let's talk about our journey together. You know, Pope Francis keeps encouraging us to do that. It's about the accompaniment. Maybe you get tired of that word, but I mean, just it's the idea of walking together as brothers and sisters.
And has the Vatican given any timeline as to when?
No, then they don't, you know. I mean, that's a good question. They really don't, but I do have a sense that they recognize that they have to decide, you know, to make that decision soon. So I can't tell you for sure. It won't be a month or two or three, you know. I don't think it'll be next week, but I don't think it'll be a year. So somewhere between a flea and an elephant, I guess, you know. I'm as anxious as you are, really, to find out what, you know, what's going to happen going forward.
We're going to do some other things. Anything else you need?
Yeah. I hope we'll have a decision before or after Easter, or closer to Easter.
You know, actually, I, to tell you the truth, I did speak with the nuncio, because we were both at the same convention, and I told him, I said, yeah, I think Easter would be a good time, you know, before Easter to make an announcement. But I guess it depends upon who they're looking at and, you know, and who they're asking, you know. I'm not sure whether everybody they ask says yes, you know, and that's it too, you know. So they may have a good candidate in mind, and the person may say, no, I don't think I can do it, or...
Symbolic.
I'm sure it happens, you know.
Symbolic rising up, so...
Oh, yeah, no, I when I was asked to do this, you know, I said, well, what can I say? What am I supposed to say? No. You know, I'm afraid. I feel like crying. I said, no, these folks need help. And you're asking me to do this, so I'll rise. You know, but as I say, it's not just about me. It's about working together. And I've had a lot of really good, I have a great team going forward. And I think together we can do this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.